Hi, Randy.
Hi.
Read the Treasure Principle book when I was in high school, right after it came out. So
wow.
It's had an impact on my life and partly why I chose this as a career. So thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
Question, and largely I guess it refers to our prospects, not clients, but those who I have encountered who say, I don't want to plan estate planning or plan for the future or retirement because God is always taking care of me and he always will, which sounds rather pious, but I have some concerns. What would you say to someone like that?
Well, first of all, I would say look at the whole counsel of God. You certainly have the passages in Proverbs that have to do with thinking ahead, the ant that stores up. You know, now you could argue the ant doesn't store up for 30 winters, it stores up for one winter. But nonetheless, I mean, it's obvious that at some point in our life, income generation will be less than it is now. So savings and it certainly opens the door to retirement and all that. So, you know, and even the person who says, God just provides for me, day by day. One of the things I say to people is, I give them an illustration. I tell them about a missionary that I know who took his retirement savings. He and his wife decided together, they were serving in this people group in another part of the world, and they saw the difference it could make. They believed it would make. They felt the leading of God to sell it all and give to the poor and follow Jesus and just go right on and doing that. All right. There are examples of that in Scripture where God calls people to do that very thing. And if I say, oh, so what you're doing as you're trusting the Lord to provide for you for the future is you're taking it all and investing it in God's kingdom, I have no problem believing God is just going to take care of you. However, what are you really doing with that money? And this is the funny thing, is that many people are living very undisciplined lives. They're just spending the money. It's like, well, I'm not going to save up for the future. And then they're just unwisely, foolishly spending it on all kinds of things that are not going to be there to help them or anyone else in their future. And it's not that they're giving it all away so they don't have anything left. The Macedonians, you would have to say, they were foolish. I mean, by our counsel, the Macedonian Christians in 2 Corinthians 8, they're living in extreme poverty. And what are they doing? They're giving in rich generosity. They're begging Paul for the privilege of giving to the needy saints in Jerusalem. And we would say, crazy. Keep some savings. Don't liquidate your retirement. They don't even have a retirement. Okay. I mean, we'd say, but God commends them. Poor widow. What advice would we give the poor widow? Well, we'd say, of course, hang on to it. In fact, we're going to contribute to you and all of that. But see, those people are not living lazy, self-indulgent, uncaring, unthoughtful, failure to plan lives. Those are people who are doing radical things for the glory of God. And I think the vast majority of people who have ever talked to me, in fact, I have not ever had one person talk to me of the sort that you're talking about, who really was thoughtfully taking this before the Lord and giving generously to God's kingdom. The final thing I would say in balancing this whole thing is we have to ask ourselves, when we look at our own lives, and I do have savings and retirement, as much as I did at one time and more than I have at other times, I've got savings and retirement, but I have to ask myself, how is the way I'm living my life, the way I'm thinking and the way I'm acting, different than the rich fool of Luke chapter 12, who is not said to do anything specifically wrong by oppressing the poor or anything else, but he's just storing up stuff for himself for the future. He's rich toward himself, and he's not rich toward God, and he's not generous with others. So that's a question that I think we all have to deal with.